Mark, first of all, this is something new for us. We're on Skype this time, and I think you sound better than on a phone.
Well, thank you very much, Dave. I appreciate that.
Okay. Looking down the road toward the end of the year, here we are in the all-important fourth quarter. Is this going to be a good one for technology, or is Santa going to be bringing them a lump of coal?
I think it's pretty good. It's more good in the sense of units than it is in terms of dollars, so that's not great news for the tech world, but it's going to be a lot better than folks have been saying.
Well, what do you mean, units instead of dollars?
People are going to buy a lot of things, and it turns out that those things per unit don't cost as much as usual. They cost less than desktop computers, less than laptops, but they're going to buy a lot of them. So I think there's going to be a very active consumer purchasing operation going on. And if you're measuring units instead of dollars, it's going to be a big success.
Okay, so you're seeing more of the less expensive pads and phones instead of the more expensive computers and things.
That's right. Very few TV screens.
But at least you're seeing consumers getting back in the game.
I do. I think that's right. And it's pretty good news for this quarter. So, we call this the Christmas quarter. It's true worldwide, really, and many companies are make or break for this quarter, not just in luxury goods or in consumer items, but in tech. So it's important for this to be a good quarter, and I think it will be.
In Strategic News Service, you're seeing two big winners, the most obvious, of course, being Apple with its best-selling iPhones and iPads. Also a great fourth quarter for Seattle-based Amazon with its new line of Kindles and the color Kindle Fire.
Amazon is so interesting, Jeff Bezos is so gutsy. He keeps doing these things that everyone says will not work, and then they work. So don't bet against Jeff, right? That's a new rule. But you look at the Fire, and it's hobbled intentionally. It's price low, which is very good. He understands that. But he's hobbled the pad so badly that it really looks to me like a kind of expensive reader. And that's fine. We need a color reader, so there it is. But it doesn't compete with being an iPad. And if you already own an iPad 2, do you need this? I doubt it. So people will still buy Kindles. Will they buy the Kindle 2 as though it were a pad? I don't think so.
Okay, so in short, you're seeing a pretty good fourth quarter for the technology sector. No worries there. But
right.
You are worried about the first quarter of 2012.
I am. It just doesn't. It has that very bad smell thing going on, Dave. I've got this feeling that there are a lot of folks worried right now about Q4, and they really ought to be worried about Q1. So if I were building up inventories, I would refrain from that. If I were looking at production lines, I would slow them down. I think Q1 is going to be very tough.
And because of the geopolitical picture and, of course, the economy, still no end in sight to the doldrums, I guess.
Yeah, that's right. You can tell from all the things that are going on around the world that there are a bunch of systems that are essentially broken. They should be feedback loops, and they are not feedback loops. People are disconnected from their own financial systems and their own governments, and they're tired of it. So this is a big problem that's got to get figured out.
Well, at least we'll have a good holiday season.
Yes, we will.
Thanks, Mark. Mark Anderson publishes Strategic News Service, a newsletter for the computing and telecommunications industries. His website is at stratnews.com. You can download our monthly conversations on the digital future at kplu.org. I'm Dave Meyer.